The Extremely Local News, John Hansen from Block Club Chicago. And John, this is kind of a troubling story about this this fan of the Chicago Fire and a Pilsen-based security firm. What happened?
Yeah, this is a Chicago Fire management. They decided to meet with the fan on Friday. We're still waiting to hear how the meeting went. After, as you said, this fan was essentially hogtied and dragged out of Soldier Field. It was all captured on video, which was a whole other kerfuffle because one of the fans who was filming some of this was also kicked out, even though it's right in the middle of Soldier Field during a fire game. I think everyone has the right to film what they need to film there. Some other fans have told Block Club Chicago that this Pilsen-based security firm, which is called Monterey Security, has caused other issues in the past at these games, being a little bit over-aggressive and kicking people out. Of course, there's always two sides to the story. The Fire has said that the organization is going to meet with Soldier Field leadership. Of course, Soldier Field run by the Park District, who oversees the contract for the security provider. And we're still waiting to get full comment back on everybody else. So we'd want to, of course, wait till we hear both sides of the story. But when you watch the video, it's pretty clear this guy was hogtied up and pretty much dragged out of Soldier Field to the point where someone thought that maybe he needed ambulatory care, thinking that he was passing out. So we'll keep on digging into this one, Bob, till we get all sides.
Yeah, more to come for sure on that. More at blockclubchicago.org. John, why are people in Wicker Park so upset about the Violet Hour, this bar, closing?
Well, Bob, have you ever been to the Violet Hour? It's been open since the mid-2000s. And if you don't like remember the sign on the outside or anything like that, that was kind of the point. It was almost like a speakeasy bar that really focused on craft cocktails on the inside. And you know how like we talk about coaching trees in football where there's a head coach, there's assistants, all the assistants eventually go out and become head coaches? The Violet Hour was kind of the cocktail coaching tree. A lot of bartenders went on to go start their own cocktail bars. It kind of became the place that really turned around craft cocktail scenes in Chicago. And unfortunately, the bar just confirmed that they're at 1520 North Damon. You can't even really see the door. It's a nondescript door. That they're going to be shutting down. Basically, they have a tough fix with the plumbing. The door, they're going to have to bust open the floors, go down, repair pipes, and they can't come to seem to come to a, you know, an agreement with the owner of the building to try and figure this out. The building was purchased back in 2012, and they just can't seem to come to agreement. And for some, unfortunately, for a lot of people, it's going to be last call at the Violet Hour.
Yeah. As you say, they've been around almost 20 years now. I mentioned earlier a sighting, a firefly sighting.
Ooh, yeah.
Around my house. And sadly, though, these nighthawks, common nighthawks, are not around anymore, are they?
No, they're not. And by the way, I noticed last night, we have a ton of fireflies in our backyard too this year. And I mentioned this on Let's Get Legal. We had a ton of texts from people that are also seeing more fireflies. So I don't know if our efforts to add more pollinators or maybe it's the weather is perfect this year. Fireflies certainly are on the Chicago area. I'm sure more people will text on in. But, yeah, you mentioned the goat sucker nighthawks. Boy, what a great name for a bird. They are vanishing. They're about 50% of the population what they used to be. They're around twilight, and they have this kind of like cooked beak nose and this ominous looking eye. And there's old myths. They're called goat suckers because everyone used to think they used to suck the milk out of goats, but they don't. They just eat a bunch of insects. And as we've talked about a lot about the insect populations and spreading urban development, that their natural habitat has been kind of decimated over the years, the decades. So there's a whole group in the Logan Square neighborhood that helps look for them, helps log them. It's all part of a project, the Chicago Nighthawk Project, trying to learn about how these birds live in the city. In theory, they do well in the city. The rooftops actually kind of mimic where they're originally from. They fly up from South America to the Great Plains and to the area. And so the urban living itself isn't necessarily a problem. They adapt well to that. But if the insects go with that, there goes their food source. So the president of the Chicago Ornithological, I knew I'd mess that word up, Bob, Ornithological Society.
The Bird Society.
The Bird Society. Thank you very much. I got to keep it simple here. That's what the consultant told me. Said that there's obviously these threats facing folks. So there's one organization that just goes around, logs them, and tries to help out, figure out what's going on there.
And finally, in Lakeview, get ready for the Tattoo Lady Fest. Tell us about this.
I like this. Julie Campione moved to Chicago from Detroit in 2009. She started making inroads in her favorite thing, her heart, it desires tattooing. And it's actually a very male-dominated field, the field of tattooing. More and more women are getting into it. So she's celebrating. She, by the way, is the shop owner at Good Omen Tattoo. And she now is starting a Tattoo Lady Fest. It's in September. She's been making a bunch of connections with other tattoo artists in the city and beyond, a lot of women, and they're going to come together featuring 18 female artists from around the world, showcasing unique styles and designs. It'll support nonprofits as well, and it's going to be September 5th to the 7th. The presale tickets start tomorrow, if this is your thing. Got the links at blockclubchicago.org.
John Hansen on his chest is tattooed, Your Money Matters. 6 to 7 p.m. WGN Radio.
You better not change the name of it, Bob, I swear.
Have a good day.